But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guests. And, well, hopefully today we're going to have with us Ted Pike. Ted, are you there? Ted Pike, are you? All right, Ted. Well, Ted's not here yet. He was going to be... talking about the hate legislation they're trying to get through Congress. And, of course, you have to understand that they really do want to control freedom of speech in this country. I mean, it's perfectly all right to advocate homosexuality in our kindergarten, but it's not all right to say that we think it's wrong, that it is immoral. In fact, recently when the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Pace, said he thought homosexuality was immoral, why, my goodness, I mean, what a terrible thing to say, and yet this is what it says in the scriptures.
It's basic tenet of Easton, the guy that meddles in the lyric, covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for a regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Ted Pike. Hi, Ted. How are you doing?
Well, pretty good. Thanks for having me, Doctor.
Well, tell us what's happening and what are the prospects for getting their hate speech law through. In other words, basically, we shouldn't call it the hate speech law. This is a law that's dedicated to taking away the right of freedom of expression by Americans and allowing only hateful people to speak.
Yes. Well, actually, I'm sad to tell you that it's not just one hate speech law. We have about three of them, three hate crimes laws or speech control laws now in the House of Representatives. H.R. 254 is pretty well known now. It's called the David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act. This is extremely dangerous legislation, which, if enacted, would transform America into a hate crimes bureaucracy, very similar to Canada's, where it is now illegal to publicly criticize members of federally protected groups, such as homosexuals and other minorities. And the David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act is now in the House Judiciary. It doesn't seem to be moving forward too quickly. It hasn't been, to my knowledge, assigned to the Subcommittee on Crime, where it is destined. But it's still a very, very dangerous legislation, has to be watched very closely. It may be that the tremendous amount of criticism it's taken in the last several months, not only from myself and yourself and other members of Alternative Talk Radio, but also from the big evangelical organizations such as American Family Association and James Dobson's Focus on the Family, where literally millions of calls have come in, have kind of thrown a wet towel over it for the moment. But we have to watch it very closely because Pelosi could, out of our own initiative, take it right out of judiciary and put it on the floor of the House basically any time she wanted. But the second bill I'd like to talk about today is H.R. 984. It's called the Executive Branch Reform Act. And this has been sponsored by Henry Waxman, Representative Henry Waxman of California. And basically what this bill wants to do is replace Section 220 of the Lobby Reform Bill, which was defeated, as we remember, back in January. I'll just review what the Lobby Reform Bill wanted to do. And that was the brainchild of Senators Levin and Lieberman, who are radical Jewish activists, and what they wanted to do was basically quash the religious right in America, stop this very irksome protest from grassroots America against their hate bill and other legislations they are backing, and Section 220 of the lobby reform bill would have put crushing reporting and accounting responsibilities upon small Christian, conservative, pro-life, activist organizations involved in lobbying, and would have done a very great deal to put a chill on the right of petition, the right of free exchange of the ideas from the bottom, from grassroots America to government. But fortunately, as a result of a tremendous national outrage, that was finally stripped off of the Senate lobby reform bill. And good news, it has also not been included in Pelosi's new version of the lobby reform bill. Well, you know, it's kind of like shark's teeth. You know, you pull out one shark's tooth and another one moves forward. And Henry Waxman's new Executive Branch Reform Act, that's H.R. 984, it'll basically attack the opposite end of the political spectrum. Rather than grassroots America, it goes after the executive branch of government, where there are something like 9,000-plus federal employees. And what Waxman wants to do, under the guise of bringing openness and transparency and accountability to government, he wants to make it a federal law that every one of these 9,000-plus federal employees, if they receive a concerned call from Heartland America, from a voter, they have to keep a detailed record now of all calls coming in from concerned Americans. They have to give the date of that call. They have to say who made that call. They have to give a detailed resume of what that voter called in about. And not only voters from America, but also if there's a conversation, let's say, around the water cooler of federal employees, that has to be itemized in the same way. If the employee is, let's say, he's having a conversation at a restaurant or bar after work, and someone says, well, I think the government should do this, then he has to itemize that name, the date, and the content of the conversation, even according to this bill. And this is in the language of the bill. If that federal employee is in bed with his wife at night and she whispers in his ear something to the effect of how the government might work a little better, he has to itemize the date of the conversation and the complete contents of pillow talk with his wife in the evening. Now, this is Waxman's idea of openness or sunshine in government, but it is really very Orwellian, because what it does is it creates a tremendous cleavage between the voters and the government, between the governed and those who are governed, because every time a federal official now hears that phone ring, he knows that he's going to have to write up a detailed report taking probably 20 minutes of his day just for that one phone call.
Well, no, I think maybe we ought to do, Ted, if we need to amend that and add in members of Congress or their staff.
Well, that's what's going to happen here. Waxman is just getting his foot in the door. Next time around, it won't be just the executive branch. It'll be anyone calling in to Congress and so on.
The whole thing would shut down, Ted. The whole thing, they would have to hire, you know, hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of employees to do that. And the whole structure of government would collapse. I cannot believe that they could even seriously consider something so ridiculous.
Well, let me tell you how seriously they're considering it. Waxman was appointed by Pelosi to be the head of the Committee of Oversight and Government Reform. They voted 20-0 in favor of passing this into the House now. It is ready to go on the docket very soon, even within a week or less. It could be put on the docket and could be voted on by the House of Representatives. Now, this is astonishing legislation, because what it does is it makes it so onerous for a government official to even answer that phone that he's going to say, well, the only way I can govern and do my business is by isolating myself from callers from Heartland America. And then conversely, the people are going to say, well, I'm not going to call the government now, because they've said very, very pointedly that they're going to keep my name and the date and the contents of my call to government, and this will only increase the possibility of federal involvement and supervision in my life. So what it does is it creates an Orwellian system where you have an elite of people in the highest ranks of government who are free to talk among themselves, but there is a breakdown of communication with the masses who are very suspicious of government, and basically vice versa.
Ted, by your own definition, they won't even be able to talk among themselves. They will have to report all their conversations with one another.
Well, no, this bill is very specific. It says that Waxman and the members of Congress will have the right to talk among themselves freely without filing any kind of reports. So this is very self-protective of Waxman. The intelligence community, the military community would be included in that, but... What it does is it basically would bring to the surface the names of many, many, many thousands of the most concerned and best people who would get on a federal list. And I would be so bold to suggest that if we remember the history of communist takeovers in China, in Cuba, in Russia, and so on, the Bolsheviks, the communists, the Maoists, they always went around beforehand obtaining massive lists of those who are most intelligent, most politically active, and so on, who might pose a threat to them when they took over. And they used these lists to immediately liquidate all opposition.
Well,
I don't see any reason why Waxman has to have a list of the most concerned, millions, perhaps, the most concerned Americans without some very, very evil long-range intention.
Well, you know, they're collecting dossiers on every American citizen. They've done this for years. I remember getting my FBI file, and every letter I ever sent to J. Edgar Hoover, they had a copy of.
Yeah.
And they've kept these for years. They've been collecting dossiers on our citizens for years.
Sure.
This is the message we have to get out, and I agree with you. I share your concern, and I would simply ask, if they're collecting dossiers on Americans, and they're refurbishing those Japanese concentration camps that were used in the 1940s to put the American Japanese into, and they're building new concentration camps, and they're collecting lists, and maybe we all ought to really be concerned. I agree with you.
Yeah, well, you know, it's very well known how the ADL, especially back in the early, late 80s, were exposed in California for doing exactly this. Actually, I have a video which is showing on Google.com now called Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians, and I give extensive documentation to how the Anti-Defamation League, who is behind this legislation, and Waxman is part of their inner circle, they collected, it was exposed in San Francisco that they had more than 10,000 names secretly and illegally obtained of right-wingers, of Christians, evangelicals, pro-lifers, conservatives, and so on, whom they regarded as potential threats. And so this is very, very Orwellian, and has to be stopped right now. I should mention that at my website, which is www.truthtellers.org, we have a powerful new brochure against Waxman's bill, and we also have a hate crimes brochure there. I'd encourage people to come to Truth Tellers immediately, print out those brochures, send them immediately to your member of the House. And also, there are about 8 to 10 key legislative aides which are listed for every member of the House. Send those to the legislative aides. Also, let's expose this within the back rooms of the House office buildings and get these people talking about this and so on. It's time to really, in my opinion, expose especially ADL as the architect of hate crimes legislation worldwide. And if the spotlight is shown on them, I believe they can be made to
hold that thought. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Is Ted Pike. For our listeners out across America, listen to this program. We want you to know that the afternoon shortwave frequency is going to change next Monday, 9.480. That's 9.480. So be sure to mark that down someplace, and we'll be mentioning it this week. But we
they're in the driver's seat. They can move these seat bills through, or they can hold back on them. They can play around with them. And what we have to do is largely respond But we have to take offensive action, and as soon as we hear that this kind of legislation is coming down the pipeline, we have to be proactive. We have to go on the offensive, because you know the big federal hate bill, H.R. 2662, was passed in only 45 minutes a year and a half ago, and that shows how quickly they can move this legislation through if they seem to think it's to their advantage. Now there's one more big federal hate bill that virtually no one knows about, but it's right there. It's one of the biggest. It's H.R. 808. It's called the Department of Peace and Nonviolence. Now most people would say, well, hey, that sounds pretty good. How could anything be wrong with peace? But if we're Christians, we remember in the book of Daniel, it says of the Antichrist that he by peace shall destroy many. And this a false peace that is coming out of this legislation. This is a big bill. It's occupying the attentions of five departments, five committees of the House of Representatives right now. It's massive legislation. And what it basically does is it sets up a huge federal thought crimes or a thought control bureaucracy, which will be dedicated to ending conflict throughout the world. Now, it's not just conflict in the Middle East or conflict in Africa or something like that. No, they are proposing to end conflict in every community in America. And they want to end the conflict between the evangelicals and the homosexuals. They want to come down, and they want a massive federal aid and endorsement to inaugurate extensive educational programs everywhere, from kindergarten to graduate school, in the counties, in the state governments. This is going to be a propaganda bureaucracy like we have never seen before, a peace offensive such as we have never witnessed before. Now this legislation demands 2% of the national defense budget. That comes out to $8.4 billion every year to keep this mammoth bureaucracy afloat. Let me just remind you how much $8.4 billion of your taxpayer money is. It's $8,400 million every year, which will put ADL at the top of the heap here as the non-governmental organization dominating this Department of Peace. Now, further, they're going to have a peace academy, a four-year peace academy in which young people will be trained in how to resolve conflicts throughout the world. There'll be professional peace ambassadors to the nations, but they'll also, this is also domestically oriented to ending all forms of conflict here in the United States, from marital disputes and racial problems to ending violence against lesbians and gays and so on. They're very specific. This is an anti-hate law designed to establish these twisted definitions of bias against federally protected groups equals hate and intolerance and so on. And let me just ask our audience, do you think it's what kind of investment is it to put $8,400 million of our taxpayer money into educating our children in kindergarten and grade school that Christian homophobia is a cause of violence in the world, and real peace is found by loving.
Hold that. Copy of this show. Come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll free 877-300-7645.
Does this sound bring on a sudden onset of fear? A fear of not knowing who's on the other end? Do you avoid picking up the phone, knowing it's just going to be another harassing phone call from a debt collector? Do you resent your daily trips to the mailbox, knowing it will be flooded with notices from creditors? Over 1 million credit card holders will declare bankruptcy this year. Learn how to legally eliminate your credit card debt. Want to know more? Call 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Ted Pike. And before we go on, Ted, would you like to get your website out one more time and help people get in touch with you?
Yes, people can come to www.truthtellers.org. Just tonight, I'm producing a big article about H.R. 808, the Department of Peace and Nonviolence. Nobody else in the whole country, to my knowledge, is even aware of this massive legislation, which is now preoccupying the attentions of five committees of Congress. It's unbelievable how behind the ball we are as the ADL and its aggressive thought crime agenda is marching forward here in the United States. But I'm going to have an article up there at truthtellers.org tonight. I'm also going to have a powerful brochure, which again you can print right out and put the name of your member of Congress on that brochure, plus the name of 8 to 10 of his influential legislative aides. I think probably one of the very best ways of holding this back now is to take brochures for these three hate bills I've talked about here today. First one is H.R. 254, the David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act. The second one is H.R. 984, the Executive Branch Reform Act. And then the third one is H.R. 808, the Department of Peace and Nonviolence. Just print out these brochures, put on the names which are there at Truth Tellers, and send these off into the legislative offices of your House of Representatives. And when those aides, when they see your zip code there, they'll say, hey, I'm responsible for that person. I better see what this brochure has to say. And I know for a fact that many of these legislative aides are sincere people and thoughtful people and patriotic Americans. They will read this literature. In fact, you know, I sent out an email alert recently with an interesting anecdote about a congressman from Arkansas, Representative John Boozman. And in a letter he had written to a constituent of his, he revealed that he had been pretty much on the fence about the David Ray hate crimes bill. He said, well, this bill is, you know, is just to end violent hate crimes against homosexuals on the state level and so on. But as he continued this letter, he started using my terminology. He started using my argumentation. He says that, but many, he said, are now concerned that legislation originally brought in to end violent hate crimes could also spread out through judicial precedent to include verbal violence against these protected groups. Now, that's the essence of my hate crimes brochure. And very clearly, toward the end of this letter, he signed it personally, said, I will not vote for H.R. 254. It's very clear he had been on the fence, but the argumentation coming from my hate crimes brochure had obviously gotten in among his staff and had been the subject of discussion. And he was actually saying that many are now feeling these reservations about the hate bill. I believe he's referring to many out in heartland America, but also many in Congress are seeing this hate crimes brochure. And I think this is probably one of the most powerful ways that you can get on the inside of the House of Representatives offices is by coming to Truth Tellers, print all three of these brochures out, send all three of them to the members of to your Congress, a man or a woman, plus their eight or nine very, very influential legislative aides. And these will work like yeast. They'll percolate there for over the next days and weeks. And I believe they can really put a wet blanket on the progress of these hate bills through the House of Representatives. We have to remember that the battle now is in the House of Representatives. Sometimes I would encourage you to call all members of Congress, but right now we have to concentrate on getting these brochures into the member of the House from your district. That's only one person. And that person can be located at Truth Tellers, as I say, plus their legislative aides.
All right, that's truthtellers.org, and the piece of legislation, H.R. 984, H.R. 808. What's the third one?
The first one is the hate crimes bill, H.R. 254.
That's
the big hate bill.
All right, fine. What if you're out in the listening audience? If you have a question for Ted, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question or comment on this, let us know. But ladies and gentlemen, what they are trying to do is simply to stifle all discussion on these issues, using the power of the federal government, totally unconstitutional.
Yes.
But that doesn't really matter. These people don't believe in the Constitution. They want to move us towards a fascist, but a pagan state, and bring God's judgment on this nation. And believe me, it's going to come on. If we don't speak out, if you don't care enough about homosexuals to tell them what they're doing is wrong, why they're going to continue in that lifestyle, and they're going to spend eternity in hell. That's what it's all about. So, again, our telephone number, if you'd like to call us here at the station, 800-259-5791. We'd like to know what you think about this. But remember, there are people who do not believe, you know, in the right of people to express their opinions. I believe in a free society, a homosexual ought to be able to get up and say, I think what I'm doing is perfectly all right. But I think that we ought to be able to get up and say, not according to God's word. And believe me, we've seen how this has worked out in Canada, where it becomes a federal Canadian crime for a minister to get up and simply read from the Bible about
yes.
the abomination,
yeah.
which is homosexuality. And if you think God is going to stand idly by while we allow this sort of thing to happen, you don't understand that we're dealing with a just God, and he is going to bring judgment on this country, and it's going to be your fault, not for what you've done, or what you haven't done, because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose.
Yes, absolutely. Very well said. Well, never before in American history has the maxim that eternal vigilance being the price of liberty, never before is that more applicable than right now. And what I'm finding is, to my astonishment, many new right organizations are not speaking out or cannot speak out. I'll give you a little inside information here. I have a friend who was formerly a writer for one of the biggest new right organizations, and he came to Truth Tellers about a year and a half ago. He's been digesting my material, particularly the hate crimes material, and now he works behind the scenes. He knows all these new right leaders. They know him, they respect him, and he has been contacting them and letting them know about these bills coming in Congress and so on. But without his alerts to them, most of them wouldn't even know these bills were in Congress. And let me just give you an example. About a little more than 4 weeks ago, We did an internet survey of how many New Right organizations actually were aware of the hate bill in Congress or had produced any articles, and to our astonishment, most of them didn't even know the hate bill was in there, even though it had been there for 6 weeks. So I had my friend, I said, you know Donald Wildman of the American Family Association, get in touch with him. Ask him, do you know that the hate bill is there? Write an article. He called the Donald Wildman and his son and had a conference. And lo and behold, they knew absolutely nothing about it 6 weeks after it had been introduced. But they did get on the case, and for the next 3 or 4 days over the weekend, they worked hard, and they actually they created a powerful article. And put it out to something like 3 million of their AFA constituents, and they told my friend that they had about at least two million calls go into Congress as a result of that. Also, here's another little tidbit. I got a call just last week from Gordon Klingenschmidt. That's Chaplain Gordon Klingenschmidt, who's the heroic Navy chaplain who was recently court-martialed for praying in the name of Jesus at the Capitol. And he called and said that he was on a private 30-member conference call of 30 of the most prestigious religious conservative leaders. This was organized by Janet Folger, and also had Senator Sam Brownback in this 30-member conference call. And he said that all he could talk about was the danger of the hate crime bill. And again, this, I believe, is the result of my friend working behind the scenes. But there are signs that the religious right is waking up. Just as an example, I have been the subject of three different articles in WorldNet Daily over the last several weeks, in which I have been extensively quoted as a leader in the fight against the hate bill. And they even are so bold now as to quote me as to saying that the ADL is the architect behind this legislation. And so I believe that if we can just hang on a little longer, if we can continue to speak out, we can defeat all of these hate bills, just like we have defeated the federal hate bill 3 times in just the last 2 years. Our real enemy is apathy, it's fatalism, it's pessimism. We have to believe that if every good man and woman comes to the aid of their country right now, humbling ourselves before God, but also doing our civic duty, God will come down and intervene and do great things on our behalf.
Well, Chad, I think you're doing a great job, which is why I have you on the program. I think your message is important. And the thing is that there are an awful lot of followers out there. There are not many leaders who take the time and dedicate themselves to getting the facts and then speaking out and getting on the radio as you're doing. And talk radio is our secret weapon. The other side is frightened to death of it.
Yes,
really
it is.
Frightened to death that the American people are going to wake up.
Yes, well, I'm actually finding a number of invitations are coming to me to be on more mainstream radio. I appreciate the powerful audience in alternative talk radio, but I'm getting bookings now on Salem programs and so on. In fact, I'm scheduled to be in a debate next month with a syndicated Christian program on Salem Communications. That's the religious radio network, and we're going to be discussing our duty to Israel, and we'll have an opportunity to give a real airing, get out these alternative, I believe, more biblical ideas concerning our duty or lack of it to Israel in the Middle East. And so there are many signs, in my opinion, that are optimistic. I'm not being criticized either by the ADL. I'm not being criticized by the evangelicals. Both of them are, in their own way, kind of afraid of me. But meanwhile, God is empowering us to speak very boldly the whole unvarnished truth in these dark times. And I believe that as long as we can continue to trust God and humble ourselves, He is not going to allow this nation, this last bastion of truth, to be enveloped in Antichrist darkness.
Well, I think we're well on our way. Well, anyway, that's neither here nor there. I think that we've got a real problem in America, and I think we have a spiritual lethargy as well as an intellectual lethargy. And I think that most people just don't want to hear anything bad. Just let me live my life. You know, I don't want to get involved. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are involved whether we want to be or not. There is no neutral ground. You know, it's what's the old saying, you know, the middle of the road, he gets hit by cars coming in both directions.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, the fact is, though, that the great movements of world history have not been a result of majority decisions or majority leadership. Our revolution, American Revolution, actually was effected by a very small minority. The Church of Christ began with 12 apostles and a very small minority in the Roman Empire. And even the Bolsheviks were a very small minority taking over Russia in 1917. And I believe that God made it very clear when he came down to Abraham at Sodom and Abraham bartered with him and said, you know, well, for 15 will you destroy Sodom? And he found God very reasonable, very, very open to the possibility of saving Sodom and Gomorrah if only a very small handful of people could be found. And I believe we have that small handful, that remnant here in the United States. And if we, even as a minority, will call on God, I believe there's a sanctifying grace to that, and will cause him to hold back his hand of judgment, which would otherwise fall upon us for our sins.
Well, I hope and pray you're right, Ted. You know, the old adage is, you know, there's 1% of the people who know, who make things happen. There are 3% of the people who watch things happen, and the rest of the people don't even know anything's happening. That's the trouble. Most people have no idea what's really going on in America today, or the spiritual battle that's being fought in Washington, D.C. And there are some good people there. There are people there who love the Lord, who are trying to do the right thing. And
yeah.
Believe me, they need an awful lot of help. And the only help that they can get is certainly not from the political leadership of this country, which is on the other side. And I'm talking about the leadership of both political parties and the people who are in the White House. But the help they're going to get is from people out here in the audience who are writing in and calling in. Because believe me, most of the congressmen are not dedicated to the right or to the left. Oh, there's a few like Henry Waxman and Ted Kennedy and half a dozen others who are. But most people are simply dedicated to staying in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Our job is to make them realize that we're going to remember in November. If
that's
they want
right.
to stay there, they're going to have to do what the people wanted. We saw that before the last election when they defeated the immigration bill. Most of the people wanted to vote for it.
Yeah.
When they saw that people were incensed, they backed away.
Uh-huh.
And
that's
we
right.
need to keep the heat, you know, underneath their feet and underneath every part of their body, the most sensitive parts preferably, you know, for the time being and really this next year and a half until the next elections come around.
Yeah, well, that's why everyone of us, whether we like it or not, are a constituent of a congressional delegation. That means we have the power to vote these people out and even vote out indirectly their legislative aides. So when these brochures come in there and they've got their zip code on it, these members of the House know that they are ultimately responsible to the people. And, you know, I have been fortunate to have pretty much picked up on this hate crimes threat very early. I was aware as early as 1989 of how ADL was planning a nationwide attempt to enact state hate laws and federal hate law and so on. I started literally, what would it be, 17 years ago battling this, and we have seen again and again, especially since 1998 when the first hate bill was introduced by ADL, we've seen God come down in the most miraculous way, and with the smallest Gideon's force, he's defeated that hate bill again and again at the last minute. And I believe there are more miracles in the making for America if we will first trust in God and humble ourselves before him. We have his promise that if his people humble themselves and pray, he will come down and heal their nation and save them. But also,
if we do our civic duty and speak out.
You know, when Moses was at the Red Sea, God said, "What's that in your hand?" And Moses said, "Well, this is just a little staff. What's that?" And God said, "Take that staff and smite the sea." And that's a question I ask to our listeners today. What's that in your hand? What's that on your desk? Well, it's a telephone. Lift that telephone and dial the toll-free number. I'll give it to you right now. It's 1-877-851-6437. Again, that telephone number to your House member from your district is 1-877-851-6437. 6437. If you dial that number right after this program and say, I want to protest the hate bills in Congress, maybe you don't even remember the bills of these numbers. Just say, I want to protest all hate crimes legislation in Congress. They'll say, well, what's your zip code? And you just give them your zip code, and they'll say, well, you're the constituent of so-and-so. I'll route you immediately to his office.
Okay,
and if you can't remember anything else, just say, please don't vote for any hate crimes bill in this session of Congress.
Thanks so much.
People believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing in nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
To undermine Christianity and he knew what he was doing, and none of our Christian leaders has the courage to come out and say that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a real problem today in America. We have turned away from God, and there's a conspiracy against God. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get, of course, the DVD or video that goes with that. You need to get the material we have on Satanism and deliverance, on certainly Malachi Martin's book, Hostage to the Devil, and the four tapes that goes with that, the wisdom of Malachi Martin. You need to get the four tapes out on the supernatural in the book that goes with that, entitled The Beautiful Side of Evil. You need to understand the true nature of the battle in which we're engaged, and nobody's telling you that there really is another dimension. There are spiritual forces there. People are tapping into these other dimensions, and, well, if you don't believe it, you really need to get, of course, the videos. They sold their souls for rock and roll. And then Sorcerers of the New Age and the Da Vinci Con. That's they sold their souls for rock and roll. The Sorcerers of the New Age and then, of course, the Da Vinci Con, all put up by our good friend Joe Schimmel. You need to get his information. You need to get Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, the two excellent DVDs. You need to get the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning DVD. And then, of course, the new one that'll be out, hopefully, we're going to have them in stock in a couple of days, called Riddles in Stone. They're each almost 3 hours of gripping documentary, the most quality things I've ever seen, you know, from a conservative point of view, equal and better than almost anything you'll ever see on regular television. You want to see Michael Colaci's Rape of the Soul video, going into implanted images, pornographic images in Catholic art. This is coming from a Catholic who's concerned about what's going on. And believe me, the church has moved to remedy this, and not a word in the media. Why? Because they can't let you know that the depravity that exists at the highest level of every one of our religious organizations, Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, and believe me, Satan and his agents are working there. This is not imaginary. They're real. They know exactly what they're doing. They have a coordinated attack. And, of course, they are prowling this nation. They're prowling the world, searching for the souls of men to devour them and send them to eternal damnation. And that's, of course, why we have the pornography, so much of it out there. And once this gets into your mind, why, of course, it's almost like an incurable disease unless you have the protection of our Lord. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And remember, you can listen to our programs, you know, 5 hours a day directly, 3 hours a day at Radio Liberty, and then an hour on AmericanNewsNet.com and an hour on GCNLive.com. Let me remind you that we're changing our shortwave site. A week from now, the afternoon program, this hour and the next hour, will be at 9.480. That's 9.480. Please pray for Radio Liberty. We'll be right back.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas.
What do you hear? Thank you.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio. 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills, overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guest. And today we have this, Barry Shamish, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the Near East. If you are studying what's happening over there, well, you'll find out that Fatah and Hamas have now joined together to make a common government, and Israel has rejected this government, said we can't deal with them, and everybody's saying, why, you have to deal with them, how are we going to have peace? And Israel's saying the very logical thing: Hamas is dedicated to the destruction of our country. They don't want agreement, they don't want any sort of land for peace, they want to destroy Israel. And everybody's saying, oh, you're just intolerant. Well, I believe that the Israelis, certainly are absolutely right. You can't deal with people who start out from the very opening premise saying, we're going to destroy you. But what most people don't understand is that the Hamas movement was created many years ago by the CIA in conjunction with the Israelis, because they wanted to create dissension within the Palestinian ranks. And what they've done is they've created a monster, a Frankenstein. And then, of course, in Lebanon, why, we've got Hezbollah, and both Hamas and Hezbollah are arming, and they're getting more and more rockets there, and better and more sophisticated rockets, and they're probably coming from Iran, I'm certain, or from Russia, we don't know, but these are rockets that are going to be able to reach into every part of Israel. No city or community will be safe, much more explosive. They can carry heavier loads and be more destructive. And here this week, they're actually beginning to have their first nationwide alerts, what you do in case of a rocket attack. And in a similar manner, here in America, our leaders are totally ignoring the threat to our nation. So Israel is ignoring, really, the threat to their nation. Our leaders are ignoring the threat to the United States, and we have to ask why. With that as a background, Barry Shamish, thank you so very much for being with us. Let's see. Barry, are you there? Okay, go right ahead.
Sure. I was in Israel during that last election, and I saw the Israeli government making sure that Hamas would be elected. They were doing everything to irritate the Arab population, banning Hamas in Jerusalem and then unbanning them on the night of the elections, and all the Arabs come out and vote Hamas naturally. Everything I saw from the Israelis was promoting Hamas. Please, when I say this, at least it's worthy of investigation. The Israeli government, at its pinnacle, at its highest levels, is going to destroy Israel, and on purpose. And this part isn't properly understood. The Israel that was formed, that was created, was not the Israel that exists today. The Israel that was formed was not supposed to be, in any sense, religious. And the Israeli people have rejected the Sabbateans, and that, again, I'm not going into. You have to look me up. Go to my website, the BarryChamishwebsite.com. I have an archive. I have a section called Media. It will take you to my archives so you can figure out why Israel was formed. The point is, the same people that formed Israel can also destroy Israel. Now, the same people that formed Israel formed it through a Holocaust. And we know all about that, and we know all about Kastner and the transfer agreement and perfidy and all this. This is people who have known me for long enough know where I'm coming from and know the literature I've been reading and oops, that music.
That music. Will be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Barry Shamish, who is Israeli, and he's very, very concerned about the future of his land. He's an investigative journalist. He's written umpteen books, and of course is well known all throughout Israel. His views on the assassination of Rabin, and pointing out that this was not anything like the Jewish people were told. The man who's in prison is not the man who assassinated the president. He also believes that Sharon has been incapacitated by this same movement that is intent upon destroying Israel today. And ladies and gentlemen, if you look at what's going on in the Near East, I mean, this is on the verge of another war. I mean, there is no question at all there's going to be a war, you know, certainly by the Palestinians in the south and by Hezbollah in the north and perhaps even by Syria in the east, I suspect. Everything is getting ready, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if Egypt, which of course has never been a friend of Israel, we've been giving them $3 billion a year so they can build up their military in preparation for this final onslaught on Israel. And then I fear that this confrontation is going to spill over into the Mideast, where our troops are, and of course there's going to be terrible consequences, and the average American has no concept that anything bad is happening. Oh yeah, we're concerned about the fact that we're losing boys, our boys, in Iraq, but we're not concerned about the coming war with Israel, that Israel is going to have to fight, and realize, of course, if we are there now, there's no way out, and this is going to have terrible consequences, not only for the people of Iraq, for our men, the people in Afghanistan, but my fear is for the people in Iran as well. The people of Iran don't want a war with America, and the people in America don't want a war with Iran, and the people in Israel would just like to be able to live in peace. Unfortunately, I fear that this is not going to happen. You pick up the story, Barry.
I forgot where I was.
Go ahead.
Let's go back to the drill. Let's go back to contemporary society as it exists. Today, Israel is having a nationwide drill. Now, what do you do in a nationwide drill? Well, you hear the alarms go off, and then you run for a shelter, I suppose. Now, they're going to find out that when a country is barraged by missiles, it doesn't matter if your shelter is ready or not. You're not going to be able to fight and defend yourself. Now, I wrote about this yesterday. They're going to find dirty shelters, and they're going to find rats in shelters, and they're going to find that the shelters are absolutely useless.
Hold that thought. We'll be right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry is talking about today in Israel. They're having a drill. In other words, a drill imagining, of course, there are going to be missiles coming in from all sides on Israel. And so what do you do? Of course, you're anticipating that your country, every nook and cranny of it is going to come under rocket attack while you run to the shelters. But you pick up the story there. What are they going to find when they get to those shelters, Barry?
Well, every building in Israel in the last 15 years has shelters. Every apartment has a shelter. Now, I really don't know. Some of the scenes I saw from Haifa last year showed buildings lopped off on their sides by these rockets. I don't know if the shelters go or not. But every building before 15 years doesn't have a shelter. And they have to go to public shelters. And last year in Haifa and Tiberias and Sfat and all through the north, people found the public shelters revolting. And anyone who had a car got out of there. And only the poorest remained up north. And what happened, there was shelter. If you think sleeping on Tel Aviv's beach and getting up at the crack of dawn every day is a shelter, people had to do that. And not for a short time either, by the way. Haifa was abandoned for 34 days, and before people felt safe enough to go back to their homes, about 40 days passed. People remember that. Haifa is a city of 400,000 people. Practically everyone left the city for almost 40 days. Keep that in mind if you think Israel won the war last year. Now, what you've got this year, right now, at this very moment, Egypt, by the way, we should never have made peace with Egypt. This is proof positive the Sinai Agreement was a fiasco. Begin was right about this. We should have turned Sadat back at the borders, kicked him out of the country, never seen him the likes of him again. because now we're at war with Egypt and we're losing the war. They're supplying Hamas with enormous amounts of missile-making equipment, and we, frankly, know that the Egyptians could stop anything coming in from the Sinai Peninsula if they wanted to. So Egypt is now going to be part of Israel's destruction, and again, we have to wonder, why did we give away the Sinai when those beautiful settlements in the Sinai are now just taken over by terrorism, and the whole place is unsafe for Israelis, and we gave up all the oil, you name it, for them to supply Hamas with, I don't know what the numbers, I know this, there's a new missile in town they're using against Ashkelon right now. We're talking many, many thousands of missiles of coming from Egypt. They're talking about endless convoys is what they're saying is coming into Hezbollah. I estimate about 20,000 missiles have reached both sides already. Now, there's one major factor. They're just not showing how far these missiles can go, but I am certain that Hezbollah have got plenty of medium-range missiles, and that Tel Aviv is going to be bombarded. Now, if I were planning this war, I would take all the lessons learned from last summer when our leaders didn't understand by not defeating this third-rate nothing Hezbollah. They have now got the Arabs extremely excited that Israel can be brought down. And what if I were planning the war, the first thing I would do, day one, I would coordinate a massive missile attack with Hamas. And by the way, for Israel, you can coordinate anything. All the enemies of today will get together when you're attacking Israel. I take an estimate that if you have 20,000 missiles, on day one, 6,000 fall in Tel Aviv. We're not talking about a missile here, a missile there, like last summer, when 4,000 missiles were shot in a month. We're talking 6,000 in one day to destroy the intelligence infrastructure, the army. Are we there, Sam?
You're right. All right. Go right ahead.
Gotcha. So the first thing is you aim them at Ramat Gan. You aim them at the infrastructure of the IDF. Everyone knows where it is. It's no big problem. And then in the meantime, 6,000 missiles landing on Tel Aviv, that'll city. I don't care how many people ran to their shelters. They will be trapped in the rubble of the shelters. Some people will get out. They'll be walking around completely dazed. They'll have nowhere to go. Tel Aviv will be ruined in day one. Ruined. Now, what will Israel do? Who cares? The Arabs don't care. This is where the Arabs are going to defeat Israel right now. Now, the Air Force may come out and they may shoot down. Listen, I tell you, I promise you, our Air Force cannot shoot down 6,000 launchers. It can't be done. Our Air Force can't shoot down one launcher from Gaza, not even one launcher. Any Qassam coming out of Gaza gets shot. You're going to find that most of the missiles are going to hit. And you're going to find out on day two, when Israel is finally defeated, that on day one, its leadership left the country. Now, here is something that this Manhigut, Jewish so-called right-wing radical party, it's part of Likud, has been exposing and really upset about, is there's a tunnel being built at the beginning of Jerusalem. The opening to Jerusalem, there's this massive tunnel being built for Israel's leaders. And what this tunnel does, it keeps them alive during the first salvo, and it gets them to Ben-Gurion Airport. And on their first planes out of the country before the airport is rushed, they're gone. Israel's leadership, the ones who have arranged the end of Israel, are gone. There'll be no Shimon Peres or Yossi Beilin or Ehud Olmert or Tzipi Livni to hang in the streets. They'll be gone. That's gone. I want everyone to understand, I should have stressed this in my article more. They are going to escape. And then day two comes, and when day two comes, it's all over for the country. In Gaza right now, they're taking aim at the power station in Ashkelon. They're using experimental missiles falling just short of the power station. On the day when they can unleash all they want, that power station's going to fall. you're going to have thousands of missiles falling on it. It's going to fall. That will be it. On day two, they aim throughout the country, including Hadera and Ashkelon. They knock out the electricity. After that, the army is finished with our telecommunications. Finished. Day two, another 6,000 missiles. In that day, the army can no longer communicate with each other. They're now isolated pockets of units, and now average nothing soldiers given a few Lao anti-tank missiles can knock out tanks because there's nothing defending them. They're trapped in their bases. They're out of communication with the rest of the army. It'll take time. You'll lose some men, but you're going to defeat Israel's tanks with missiles. In the end, day three comes in. Israel is now in total disharmony, and some terrible things start happening. But on day three, the Syrians know it's safe. They come in, and the Syrians will double the capacity for the missiles. They launch 10,000 in one day. That's right, 10,000 missiles in one day. They're going to finish Israel off. They have now got it to the point where Jerusalem is in utter chaos. There's no police. There's nowhere to hide. You can run into the desert. You'll die of thirst before they kill you. And when they find you, there's nowhere to go. And now the Arabs of East Jerusalem start marching in, 140,000 of them. They start marching into West Jerusalem, where they can rape all the women and children they want. And this is what starts happening throughout the country. They burn down the Jewish quarter of the old city. They hate that place. It's now rubble. Anyone inside is dead. They destroy the Western Wall. They gather the rabbis. They gather whatever worshippers were in the complex, and they destroy the Western Wall for good. There's no more Western Wall anymore. They let the rabbis of the wall watch. They let them cry, and they're never seen again. That's the end of them. They take the settlements one by one, and they're easy. Lots of isolated settlements. You destroy their defenses. You destroy their wills. You hunt down the men. You gather them together, the survivors, and you put them in a little gathering where they watch their children and they watch their wives raped in front of their eyes. And if they turn their heads, they're shot. If they're lucky, they're shot dead. If not, they're just shot long enough to see their next child raped. And they see their whole family raped. And they see them, in the end, all shot to death. They're put on meat hangers, on anything that they'll dangle from, and they have a slow death where they contemplate what they just saw. And this is spreading throughout the country. When the Syrians come in, it's all over for Tel Aviv. And when that happens, the real rumors start hitting Damascus and Amman and Cairo. Get into Israel. It's yours for the taking. And that's when the Arabs, they rape every woman. You got to feel sorry for the beautiful women. You got to feel sorry for the ones that are well-dressed and wearing brand-name jeans, because death will never come to them fast enough. If you're old and ugly, you might be sodomized to make you feel ashamed of what you've done to the Arab nation. But the young, pretty ones, they'll just be raped for hours on end. They'll get the Arab treatment. And you're going to have your Holocaust. You're going to have the Jews completely defeated and completely dying, the whole nation, probably within a six-day war. It'll be the Arab Six-Day War coming up. And this is what the Israeli people don't understand. Last year proved they cannot withstand a missile war. This year they're going to increase the number of missiles in the first 4 or 5 days to be strong enough to destroy Israel. The damage from Israel will be as little as they can arrange it, but this time they're coming in for the kill. Uh-oh. And all the drills in the world won't help. Israel's army can no longer win. It's too demoralized. You don't have religious soldiers who believe in the army. You don't have left-wing soldiers who believe in the army. This time the army is defeated. It goes down. It's wiped out. And it's the end of Israel. Probably this summer it'll be over.
Well, of course, Barry, the thing is that those missiles are certainly coming from countries that have sophisticated ability and probably largely built in Russia with American technology, which we've been transferring to the Russians and to the communists for years. We have to ask why we're arming our enemies in preparation for their attack on Israel. Well, Barry, certainly you paint a very, very discouraging picture of what you anticipate happening.
I'm being a general. I'm just being a general taking...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Things don't happen, but terrible things do happen. At the end of the Second World War, literally every woman in Eastern Europe was raped by the Russians as they advanced. And, of course, who was finding that? Why, the United States government. At the end of the Second World War, the United States government gave the Russian occupation forces copies of the American currency plate so the Russians, who had raped every woman, could have print American money, or American occupation money, which we redeemed. We funded the regime that did that. You probably never heard that story. And if you want documentation, it's well documented in a book called from Major Jordan's diary, and there were congressional hearings on that. You can read about how Henry Morgenthau encouraged America to transfer the plates, you know, for our currency to the Russians so that to reward them for a job well done. We abandoned 25,000 American soldiers who had been captured by the Russians, and they were taken to Siberia and left to die. Not one of them ever was returned. And if you doubt that, we have the Helms Committee report, and we'd be glad to send it to you. You can, it's available through Radio Liberty. On that tragedy came out of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. How could you suppress something like that in America? Why, very seldom. We have freedom of the press. Very easy. We have freedom of the press. If you own the press, you are free to suppress whatever you want to. And whether it be the operation of Operation Keel Hall, where we sent 6 million Russians who have been captured or surrendered to the Nazis. You know, we rounded them up at the end of the Second World War and sent them back to Russia to be killed. That's Operation Keel Hall. The official figure from Russia was about 5,800,000. I won't quibble over 100,000. Tragic people. The American people have never heard of Operation Keel Hall. We have a motion picture that goes into that, a British documentary. These are the stories you will never hear, because we're keeping the American people fat, dumb, and happy, thinking nothing bad would ever happen to us. God would never allow it to happen. Well, I fear that men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. I think Barry is being very realistic. The leaders of Israel are intent upon betraying their country. They are working in concert with the leaders of our country, who are intent upon betraying the United States, because they all tie into this globalist movement, this effort to bring about a one-world government and a one-world order, and there is no loyalty to America at all. And we continue fighting senseless wars that will never be won, so that America will have to remain in the Middle East, and I fear that the war, if it comes to Israel, will expand into a war that will involve all of the both Near East and the Middle East. Barry, do you think that Israel will resort to the use of atom bombs if it really faces extinction?
I don't think there'll be a leader in the country who could give the order. Look, at some point, the army is going to have to be the leader of Israel. The leaders of Israel will leave the country. They're planning that. You heard it on this show first. There is a tunnel built from the opening of Jerusalem all the way to Ben-Gurion Airport. It's for the leaders of Israel. The leaders of Israel know that they're destroying the country. This is what people don't understand. They just cannot understand that the leaders of Israel know they're destroying the country. Now, what we've got every day now is a lot of dead people. Now, this is what I write about, and I've been writing about the mounds of Israeli influential leaders who are dead. Now, I wrote about...
you're talking about these are the real the people who... Jewish patriots who are being systematically killed even as we speak.
Well, I'm going to... you'll get me back. There was someone from the far left who died, and all her friends said they couldn't understand it. She was extremely healthy. She was 63 years old and really, really was an enemy of Israel, the real thing, a very powerful enemy of Israel. I believe her name was Tanya Reich. It's not like I keep up with the left. But she died, and people sent me this all over the place and with the comment, come on, they're not doing the left now. And I said to myself, well, you know what? If these people are aggravating them, they'll do the left too. But up until now, all of the influential deaths have been from the Israeli Sefer Reich. It's been from the Lubavitch people, who have been dying like flies.
Yeah, well, they're not dying, they're being killed, is what you're saying.
Well, yes, they're being murdered like flies. This week I wrote about two more. Now, one of the Lubavitch couple, her name was Schneerson. Schneerson was the name of the Lubavitch rabbi, who was extremely powerful.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Barry Samuelson. He's talking about, of course, what's going on in Israel. And there is a very, very strange situation. Many of the conservative leaders there are dying in automobile accidents, dying from one cause or another, and it's Barry's contention that they're being systematically eliminated by those people who hate Israel, and they're intent upon, of course, destroying it, turning it over then to the New World Order. So pick this story up, Barry.
Oh, they're being systematically destroyed by Jews. They don't hate Israel. They just did not get the Israel they wanted. They got a Israel that was turning religious, and they want nothing to do with it. And, they're getting rid of Israel right now. I say those who created Israel include Chaim Weizmann. Weizmann, in 1936, approached the Zionist Convention in Basel, Switzerland, and he said, when the Holocaust ends, there may not be 2 million Jews left, but they'll be strong and good for Zionism. That's a, by the way, that's an exact quote. And he was very wrong. There were only 100,000 left. In areas where the Nazis existed, in Europe, only 100,000 Jews survived. So they made another miscalculation. You know, these people make terrible miscalculations, and that goes all the way up to the war in Iraq, if you want to go all the way, if you follow them. But the average Jew, well, he's going to get wiped out again. He is going to get wiped out in a Holocaust every bit as bad as the German Holocaust. But it's going to be a lot faster, an awful lot faster. When the Arabs come over, you're talking 80 million Egyptians, 25 million Syrians. When you all the Iraqis who want to rape Israelis and steal from their houses, all the savagery of the Arab nations is going to come on Israel. You better get my book, Bye Bye Gaza. All right. I wrote a book. You can get it. I predicted the whole thing. It's at lulu.com, www.lulu.com, like the cartoon character. Just type my name in, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, and you'll get the book Bye Bye Gaza. Just get it. I mean, really, folks, this is enough of me talking. There are a lot of facts that show the Israeli government have taken over the entire Israeli right. And it, we know it took over Koch. My Lord in heaven, do we know it took over Koch. Whenever you need a dirty deed done, it's these guys, Mike Grzovsky and Eitan, what the hell is his name? Ben-Gvir, Itamar Ben-Gvir, and all these people, they do the dirty acts. I can talk about Baruch Goldstein if we have time, I will.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Well, this is Barry Samuelson. Barry, of course, has his family over in Israel, his children, his ex-wife, and he's very, 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 very concerned about the fate of his country. He thinks it's going to be destroyed, and everything would suggest there is going to be a major war there, and, of course, Israel has no ally in that area, part of the world, other than the United States. Well, certainly, if you'd like to get Barry's material, tell them how you can... they can get your website, how they can get the books that you've written, Barry.
Yeah, what can I say? My website is the Barry Chamish website, B-A-R-R-Y-C-H-A-M-I-S-H, website.com, and lulu.com is where I've been forced to put my books. And by the way, if you think Israel's in bad shape, I'm not so good either. I had to start my life over in Canada with nothing. So if folks buy the books, it's the only way I can stay alive. Now, before I go to Goldstein, a very, very important incident, by the way, Goldstein, because this former Koch is the Jewish Defense League, if you must. And it was a good organization 20 years ago. It's not so good now. It's run by infiltration. But nonetheless, very, very deep infiltration that really spelled the end of Gaza. That's why I said, get my book, Bye Bye Gaza. And we have the whole Koch connection. It's very, very scary. And I was friends with Mayor Kahana. I mean, it's unbelievable. I went to 3 of his lectures. He knew me. We were on decent terms. But he did not create an organization that exists today that's just screwing up the Israeli right and making sure that Hebron is going to be very, very shortly evacuated. But let's look at the rabbi who died. It's Rabbi Cohen Orr. Now, I didn't recognize him by name. Then I opened up that web page that I sent you, and I saw him, and I said, my God, I know him. He invited me to lecture. He's a really good guy. He was a Moroccan rabbi, and he had a yeshiva, and I said to myself, where was it? And there was Tell Him. This guy was my advocate. He was my friend. I just lost another advocate and friend. I'm getting very tired of this. Rabbi Cohen Orr was my advocate. And I'm staring at him, and then I look at the car.
Now, why don't you tell our listeners about the automobile accident that he was involved in?
Write me if you want to see it. I'll send you the URL. Write me at Chamish, Chamish, at Netvision, one word, Netvision, net, Chamish at netvision.net.il, and I'll send you the picture. This car, it was a snowy night. The roads to Hebron were extremely dangerous. People were creeping along them, those who decide to travel at all. And then you look at this head-on collision. That car had to have been going 80 miles an hour. Now, I told a story I told when I was sabotaged in Israel. And it's a true story, and it goes like this. I was on my way to Beit Shemesh, and suddenly my left back wheel caved in. I didn't know that. All I knew was the car started bumping and was completely out of control, and my steering wheel didn't work. I had very limited steering. So I put on my brakes. I pressed down. I didn't have brakes. So I lifted up my emergency brakes completely loose. I was driving down the Tel Aviv-Jerusalem highway on the bypass to Beit Shemesh. That's where it blew up. As soon as I got on the bypass, I heard kaboom. I heard an explosion, and everything went. My steering, my brakes, my back wheel, I should have died. And by the way, if you want to talk God and where I do believe that I think there's a heck of a lot of intervention to keep me alive and get me on your show, it's that I keep surviving these things.
Well, I really believe that God has a hand on you because you have challenged the establishment over there, the Sabbateans. And for our listeners out in the listening audience who do not know where the Sabbateans are, you can look them up in the older dictionaries. They are a sect. They're not really a Jewish sect, although the people claim to be Jews, but they're not. And this is really a Luciferian organization called the Sabbateans. It's been around since the 1600s, and almost nobody in the West has ever heard of them. Rabbi Edelman has written about
that's
them.
That's the beauty of a good secret. Not many people in the West really understand the Illuminati and that it's all Vatican. They use that word Illuminati like it's a whole new world order. It's not. It was founded by Adam Weishaupt, a Jesuit-trained priest. Don't mix that up either. People really don't know what this new world order is, and it really does come down to two factions. The Protestant Anglo-Saxons, they are the Sabbateans. The CFR is filled with Sabbateans, people who either are Jews or you find out that their fathers were Jews when they stand up for public office. People like Kerry and Albright and Wesley Clark and that amazing John Kerry. What do you know? Their fathers were all Jews. What do you know about that? Well, neither here nor there. That is one angle. And the other angle is the Vatican. And they are really, really awful people, the Vatican. Between their inquisitions and their crusades, they don't care if they wipe up anyone in their way. They will kill them. So you have these horrible Vatican fighting what was once their opposition, the Protestants, who were taken over through British Freemasonry by the Sabbateans. It's a complicated story. People, get my book, Sapaitsvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. It's at lulu.com. Sort out the story. It's very complicated. But meanwhile, I knew how they killed Cohen Orr. I looked at his picture, and his wife died. And by the way, his daughter died the day after. She was old enough to tell about what she saw and heard. So I have endless suspicions about everything. but his car had to have been taken over. Nobody, but nobody. Only, I wrote, only a suicide would smash head-on into a bus at the speed he must have been going to die that day. And I knew it was a setup. I knew it. And I knew the Lubavitch lady named Schneerson, who was hit by, at a stop sign, no less, at Cadera Junction, by a truck that decided to run her over. Dr. Stan, we've gone over this now for many, many weeks, about the veering trucks that run people over. The Israeli, the Jewish right, the Jewish, not even right, just the Jewish religion is being wiped out. And I knew that Rabbi Cohen Orr and his wife and daughter were amongst them. Now, as for this lady on the left, yes, I think she was wiped out too, quite frankly. There's a murderama going on in Israel right now before the war. The war won't be bad enough. The first thing they got to do is prevent the war by throwing the Jews out of Judea and Samaria and telling all the seculars that this is how we're going to prevent the missile war. And the seculars will listen to this, you know. That's the real problem. They have been hypnotized or brainwashed.
Yeah, because really, but that's going to be an excellent site to, so they can fire missiles both north and south from Samaria. And
absolutely, and the left won't believe they're going to do this if you get the Jews out of the West Bank and Samaria. Now, in order for people to actually believe this, I believe they had to have been hypnotized or brainwashed. Something was in the water. Nobody in their right mind could believe this. Okay, that's coming up next. They may, before this war, actually try and pull out, do a few pullouts on the West Bank to get give the Arabs a message that if you don't attack us, we'll get rid of these Jews. It doesn't matter. Israel, the country, is going to be destroyed. It doesn't matter who you get rid of in the West Bank. Look how good the Gaza pullout was for peace.
Well, of course, the thing is that there is no instance in all history where you've ever been able to convince an enemy they should be nice simply by appeasing them. It's like feeding a tiger meat, hoping he's going to become a vegetarian.
Well, the Arabs right now cannot believe their good luck, but they are crazy enough to believe they caused it. Now, I moved to Israel when it was a Jewish state, and I moved there to raise my family with other Jews. I didn't know I was moving into a Sabbatean state. I feel really cheated. I want to sue the Jewish agency. I spoke with my family. I spoke with my son this week. I told him, I don't care if you believe me or right now, the first bad sign, I want your bags packed already. I want your passports in order. And I want you on a plane and out of there. I spoke to my friend Baruch this week. Same thing. He says, I made sure I got all my children, grandchildren, passports, and we packed our bags. I spoke to my friend Tova. She said the same thing. These people are getting ready to leave. Israel, look, the Israel that it became was a wonderful, wonderful place. I was very proud of it. I was a soldier for many years. But once they signed the Oslo Accords, the Israel I knew disappeared, and a war started against the settlers. An outright war. And now they are, by the way, I think this is part of the deal where they think they can keep Israel alive an extra 2 seconds by killing off the settler leaders. Look, I have another book. It's called Save Israel. It's at lulu.com. You want to find out how they killed all the rabbis over the years? All the major rabbis, the people who were leading the movement, are all dead. That's what they're doing right now. They're knocking off the enemies like crazy. Now, that's what I told you. I wrote Tamar Yonah, and I said, Tamar, this is, I know that you people have a really nice attitude. I know you look at life as God's blessing, and you praise God for everything. But, Tamar, they are really killing off your friends and neighbors. You got to expose them. If you care about them, you got to start exposing them. Now, I doubt she's going to put me on her show because Arut Sheva has become very, very pro the people bringing it down. I mean, they are pro this Rabbi Avineri. They give him a show. They are pro the Yesha Council, whose leader admitted in court at Avigdor Lieberman's trial that he was working with the government. His name was Benji Lieberman to keep the settlers far away from Gush Katif. Khrushchev believes in these people, and they're not going to put me on anymore, and it's very worrisome. They believe in Aliyah. They believe you should be bringing Jews to Israel right now. And I've been telling people, no, you shouldn't right now. You're going to kill more Jews. You wait a year. You wait to see how this turns out. And when there's no war zone, you do not bring people who have never been in the army with their 8 children to Israel right now. It's a very bad idea. And I've been saying this over and over again. Wait a while. See if the state will even survive this war. But don't add more cannon fodder. Look at the French Jews. They've got the French Jews running all over the world. You've got 25,000 of them in southern Florida right now escaping France. But they're going to Israel, and they're going to die. They don't know how to operate weaponry. They don't know the Arabs. Well, they know the French Arabs, but they don't know the local Arabs with guns. And I say to people over and over again, it's not Israel anymore. You got to put everything on hold and sort this place out. You got to bring down the government. You got to get rid of, and I don't mean one party. I don't mean like you replace the current government of the Likud. You have to have a coup. You have to have a full military coup, and this country of ours has to be protected by one decent officer. He's taking over the country and putting everything in order. If not, there's no order in Israel. Israel is so close to breaking down. It's so darn close to breaking down. Now, do I have the time to talk about the ultimate scandal, the Hebron massacre?
You go right ahead. You got about 3 minutes or so.
Oh, I could never do it.
All right, fine. Well, maybe we can get you on again, and you can tell about the Hebron massacre in Goldstein, because that certainly is an incredible story.
It is an incredible story. Today, Israelis will tell you that Goldstein killed someone. I interviewed his coroner. I interviewed the police tester of the weapons and the guns, and everyone says the same thing. He didn't shoot. Nobody killed in that mosque was shot from the gun they claimed was Goldstein. I went and got the information. Now, the far right are fighting me, and I always wondered about that. Why are they defending Goldstein? Goldstein quit Koch. He didn't want to be in Koch anymore. It's these Marzells and these Ben-Gvirs and these Gerzovskis. They are very, very dangerous. The Israeli far right are extremely dangerous, and nobody understands that the Israeli right can't defend itself. The only one who could defend himself is some captain or major in charge of a few tanks, and those tanks have got to take over the TV station, and they've got to take over the Knesset, and you've got to tell the people of Israel, get down to the Knesset and support the coup before the army breaks it up, and we've got to start the country anew. This country is heading for the end.
Well, I'm very
and I'm not going to tell you what they did to my friends. I lost another one. This rabbi and his wife were good to me. I lost more friends this week. I'm getting sick of it all.
Oh, well, I think, Barry, the message is to the people here across America that, you know, Israel is on the verge of being destroyed. And certainly without divine intervention, we don't know whether God would even want to bother to intervene because things have begun so corrupt. But, of course, the Palestinians are preparing for war. They're being supplied by the Egyptians, who are being supplied by the United States government. Hezbollah is beginning to, of course, prepare for war, and, of course, they are being supplied by Iran, and the Iranian government was placed in power back in 79 by the United States government that was told the Shah, you will leave tomorrow. I'm old enough to remember that. Most people are not.
I spoke to Daniel. You know what? Remind me about this. I was in the King David Hotel. Daniel, oh, my Lord, an Irish guy. He was a senator for Massachusetts, Daniel Moynihan.
Oh, Moynihan, okay.
I spoke to Daniel Moynihan the day after the Shah fell, and I said to him, Mr. Moynihan, do you realize that there are over 100 F-15s and 16s sitting in Iran right now that can make it to Israel? And he grabs my shoulder and pats it and says, we know, son. We know. I said, well, what are you doing about it? He says, there's nothing to do. He fell fair and square.
He felt
but he walked away after he said, "We know, son, we know," and just walked away from me. All these guys brought down the Shah. They were, if the Shah was brought down to bring in the French-trained Khomeini, God knows why. We don't know a damn thing about anything. All I know is the Israeli leadership was trained to bring down Israel. And since 1993, every maneuver made by them is to destroy what was a very proud state. It was my country. I'm so ashamed of that country and what it's turned into. I have no words to describe utter shame for that country I almost died for. I was shot at in Lebanon. I was shelled, but it was Israel, so it was worth it.
Hold that thought, Barry, we're just about out of time. Our guest has been Barry Shemesh, who's a Jewish patriot who is deeply concerned, and justifiably so, about the future of Israel. Well, Barry, we've got 3 minutes to finish off the program.
Folks, try and understand that I've been going through a lot in America. One of it is running out of money.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing in nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
It is my contention that he's absolutely right. Just as the leaders of America are preparing for a nuclear attack on this country, they are setting up detention camps across this country. People say that couldn't be true. Well, let me tell you, if you don't believe that they're building a massive, bomb shelter for Dick Cheney under his house in Washington, D.C., you can look that up on the Internet or check with us and we'll get you the information. I mean, they're spending millions of dollars to protect Dick Cheney, but they're not going to do anything to protect you or your family. They are planning, for civil unrest when the chaos comes to America. If you doubt that, go to the internet, Google in Japanese concentration camps, $38 million. You'll find out that we are refurbishing the Japanese concentration camps that were used in the 1940s because we don't want anybody ever to forget how terrible it was to put American citizens in concentration camps in the United States. And then, of course, we're spending another $380 million to build new detention camps. They've given that to Halliburton. And you go up on the internet and you Google in Halliburton, $385 million detention camps. You'll find what we're saying is true. You need to get our material on concentration camps. We have a 4-tape set. We have a concentration camp special. You'll get the videos, the amazing clips, and you'll hear Congressman Gonzalez, longtime head of the House Banking Committee, talking about the plan in case of a national emergency to suspend the Constitution and, of course, to arrest American citizens and put them in detention camps. And if this is really true, why doesn't everybody talk about it? And the reason they don't is you're not supposed to know. We hope, of course, you'll want to get our 4-tape set on the impending police state. We hope you'll want to get our 4-tape set on the Military Commission Act. That's the Military Commission Act. All of this information is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I hear a lot of Christians say, I don't want to think about things like that. God would never allow that to happen to America. And I would simply say, if God is just, he's going to bring judgment on America. And then, of course, if you read what I read, put out by the people within the occult movement, and they have their publications, you can pull them down off the internet, or you can read my newsletters. You certainly want to get my February newsletter, where we tell you exactly what they're saying today about what is going to be happening, and happening very, very soon. And these are people who are in touch with the other dimension, the spiritual dimension out there from the demonic side. What is God going to do? Well, only God knows that. But I will tell you that his history has always been, of course, well, withdrawing his protection from nations that have turned against him. And look at what is going on in America today. Where is the outcry from our Christian leaders against the torture at Abu Ghraib? Look at the picture that they keep having of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. You've seen him. He was the man who recently admitted that he was responsible for every crime ever committed. Of course, when he went before the military commission, obviously he's been tortured. Look at the picture of him. They put that up on the internet. Look at the picture. And then here the spokesman for the White House say, we don't condone torture. We would never condone torture. Ladies and gentlemen, a nation that will condone torture of its enemies will condone torture of its own citizens. And men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We hope that you'll help us as we reach out 5 hours every day. What a privilege it is to be able to talk to people all across the world. Quite frankly, we could certainly use your help and your support in our endeavor. And again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
marking the fourth anniversary of the Iraq War with a somber call for patience. Correspondent Mark Smith reports from the White House.
In a brief 8-minute statement from the Roosevelt Room, the president acknowledged continued challenges in Iraq, but said, tempting as it might be, a pullout now would be devastating for U.S. security.
4 years after this war began, the fight is difficult, but it can be won. It will be won if we have the courage and resolve to see it through.
Bush spoke after a conference call with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and top U.S. officials in Baghdad, insisting his troop buildup is providing early signs of progress.
What if somebody threw an anti-war protest and hardly anyone came? That appears to be the case with this weekend's anti-